Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And this hour on The Brian Lehrer Show, Univision news anchor Jorge Ramos, Andrew Kohut from the Pew Survey on the increasingly tough job of getting people to answer political polls at all, and our tour of New York's lesser-known museums continues at the Queens Farm Museum. We'll get to all that in 60 seconds. Just want to kick off this hour by reminding you that our spring membership drive is almost over. Many of you heard us talking about this last hour. Some of you are just joining us. If you've been meaning to do it during this pledge week, please get it done right now. And remember also that the final contest of the drive is now in its final hour. This closes at noon. This really cool offer of $4,000 in travel vouchers, courtesy of Viama.com. Go anywhere that you choose if you're the winner. Whenever, up to $4,000 worth, you will have until noon to be in for that drawing. So we humbly request, and we suggest that it's in your interest, that you help us pay the bills here at WNYC at 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or pledge online at WNYC.org. We'll talk about it more later, but if it works for you, maybe you can get your pledge in right now. Maybe you're going out shortly, and that contest for the $4,000 in travel vouchers, and how cool is that, does close up at noon. So thanks again for considering it, for supporting the station, and hope one of you wins that contest. Joining me now is Jorge Ramos, news anchor for the Spanish language television network Univision and host of the Sunday morning news program Al Punto, which means to the point, at 10 a.m. on Sundays. And let's get right to the point. We'll talk about the presidential race and more. Welcome back to WNYC. Jorge Ramos, thank you very much for joining us from Miami today.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with the big presidential campaign news of the day. Newark Mayor Cory Booker, an Obama supporter, has criticized the president for his attacks on Bain Capital, saying that private equity has many good functions. Here is Booker on Meet the Press on Sunday.
This kind of stuff is nauseating to me on both sides. It's nauseating to the American public. Enough is enough. Stop attacking private equity. Stop attacking Jeremiah Wright. This stuff has got to stop.
Do you think Mayor Booker just made an off-message gaffe, or is there a real discomfort with this anti-Bain message among various groups of Democrats?
Well, honestly, I think President Barack Obama does not have the support of all Democrats. And there's a huge difference between the Barack Obama that we remember in 2008. I mean, I still remember those speeches. And when people really thought that America was going to be a new country, a completely new nation. And now with many people who are disillusioned with President Barack Obama, that's a reality. Not only the mayor is disillusioned. Many people in Wall Street are disillusioned, and many Hispanics are deeply disillusioned with President Barack Obama. He is not what many people expected, and that's exactly the kind of expectation and kind of idea that President Barack Obama is going to have to fight in order to be reelected this year.
Last month, he wrote a piece in Time magazine with the headline, "Why Neither Party Speaks Our Language Yet," about why Latino voters feel so politically isolated. Is there anything that either party can do to fix that problem?
Sure, immigration reform or the DREAM Act. They can, if they do that, believe me, they'll get the majority of the Hispanic vote. But, you know, Latinos are very disillusioned with the Republicans because they are not only attacking us all the time, Hispanics and immigrants, but they are against immigration reform. They are even against the DREAM Act. And there were Republicans who approved new anti-immigrant laws in Arizona, in Alabama, in Georgia. And presidential candidate Mitt Romney has this very strange idea of self-deportation. I've spoken with hundreds of immigrants, and none of them, people laugh at that idea. So for the first time in history, Republicans in modern history are going to have a Republican candidate who does not support immigration reform. Ronald Reagan did, and George Bush
yes, he did.
The father did it, and George W. Bush,
yes,
and John McCain. But for the first time, they'll have a candidate that does not support immigration reform.
And but can I ask you for,
sure.
You say immigration for Latino voters. But on your program, I know you've often mentioned that the number one issue among Hispanic voters is still the economy rather than immigration. So how do you size those up next to each other? And do you think the Bain attacks from President Obama resonate in the Latino community, or are they going to sound like a distraction, as the critics say?
No, well, they do, of course, and you're absolutely right. Poll after poll shows that the most important issues for Latinos are jobs, education, and healthcare, just like any other American. It's exactly the same. The unemployment within the Hispanic community is much higher than the rest of the population. So, of course, we are concerned about jobs. And that's the reason why some immigrants are going back to the country of origin, mostly Mexico. So, yeah, the economy is important, but immigration is an incredibly important symbolic issue for Latinos. That when you talk about immigration with Latinos, you divide and you say who's your friend and who is against you. Mm-hmm. I've spoken about Republicans, but Latinos are also very upset with President Barack Obama. He broke a major immigration promise. He told us back in 2008 that he was going to support immigration reform and make a proposal during his first year in office, and he didn't. So that's what Latinos call the La Promesa de Obama, Obama's promise. And he broke a major immigration promise. And not only that, he has deported more immigrants than any other president in the history of the United States, separating thousands of Latino families. So that's the problem that Hispanic voters have right now. They do not know if they should vote again for President Barack Obama, or they just should switch sides and vote for the Republicans.
I understand that Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida has his own version of the DREAM Act, and that Romney is considering supporting it. The DREAM Act, for people who don't know, basically that there might be some kind of path to citizenship for people who were brought here illegally as children, but then grow up to go to college or go into the military. Do you think there might be a Republican version of the DREAM Act that's different from the Democratic version of the DREAM Act that we'll see by the end of this campaign?
Well, probably they'll use it in order to try to get votes. And hopefully it'll be something concrete. But so far, we haven't seen anything written by Senator Rubio. I think it's a great idea. You know, Republicans are truly afraid that they're going to lose this election because of the Hispanic vote. I am convinced that 12 million Hispanic voters will decide who's going to be the next president of the United States. If Republicans can get 33% of the Hispanic vote, 34-35%, they might win the election. And the only way to do that is to try to change the perception that they are anti-Hispanic, anti-immigrant. And that's why Senator Rubio is making this proposal. But so far, we haven't seen anything written. And as far as I know, he has no support whatsoever yet in Congress. And that's a big problem.
The Republicans would say they're not anti-immigrant. They're just anti-illegal immigrant, that a country needs to be able to secure its borders and decide who comes into a country, any country. And on the self-deportation, I think Romney would say, well, it's just a matter of enforcement of the employment laws. If employers can't get away with hiring illegal immigrants, then people are going to decide that there isn't the opportunity here and go back to Mexico or go back to somewhere.
Sure. I do understand that, but there's really a double standard, a lot of a hypocrisy here. If there are 11 million documented immigrants in this country, it is simply because we are giving them jobs. And the first problem starts with calling them illegals. No one is an illegal human being, and that's the term that Republicans use all the time. By the way, President Barack Obama and some Democrats are trying to avoid that. And at the same time, if undocumented immigrants are in this country, it is simply because there are Americans who are using them. You just have to go to any restaurant, wherever you are. I just came back from New York, and I went to a restaurant. It was beautiful, pleasant, expensive. And then I had the chance to go into the kitchen. And guess what? I mean, I found 8 or 9 people working there, and none of them were Americans. They were all from Puebla, Mexico, and from the Dominican Republic, and from other Latin American countries. But we are using them. So it is really a double standard and hypocritical to criticize undocumented immigrants and at the same time giving them the jobs in this country. And then when it's good for politicians, they go out and criticize them. So, yes, of course, it's a great message to say that you're for legal immigration. The reality is that we are all taking advantage of undocumented immigrants in this country. What we had for breakfast and we'll have for lunch and what we'll have for dinner, it was provided by undocumented immigrants. The houses where we live, they're built by undocumented immigrants. We just have to stop that double standard.
Jorge Ramos, my guest on WNYC, the news anchor, seen by so many Americans for the Spanish language television network, Univision, also the Sunday morning news program host of Al Punto. By Politico's count, President Obama has done 15 interviews with Univision since taking office, more than with any other cable station. Let me get your take on a couple of other things real quickly before you go. We were talking earlier in the show about the contraception issue, and of course, large numbers of Latinos in the United States are Catholic. I gather you've written that you support gay marriage and you think the debate over contraception is absurd. Do you think you're out ahead of your communities on this, your viewer communities, and do you think that that's going to play one way or another as an issue in the election?
Sure. My point of view might not be shared by the majority of Latinos. I do understand that on that sense. But it's funny, Ronald Reagan used to say that Latinos are Republicans, but they just don't know it. And he was right. Latinos have this huge distrust of big government. They have very traditional values when it comes to family and religion, and most Latinos are against abortion. And many Latinos are against gay marriage. So Republicans had a huge chance and still have a huge chance to try to connect to Latinos with these issues. However, when again, I know I'm just insisting on the immigration issue, but it's so important, so symbolic, that despite the fact that Latinos might feel more connected with Republicans when it comes to gay marriage and when it comes to abortion.
I understand your main point. You're saying if people don't feel that their basic humanity is respected, then it doesn't matter how somebody feels about issue A or issue B.
And they feel that they're attacking them. And when you are attacking an undocumented immigrant, you're attacking all Latinos at the same time, because undocumented immigrants, they are friends, they're neighbors. I work with them. I talk to them all the time. So it is not something abstract. It's not something that I'm reading about or might be watching it on TV. And it's something that it's part of my life.
How do you see your role? Because a lot of listeners may be hearing you and thinking, gosh, he's a news anchor on one of the biggest networks in the United States. Mm-hmm. If it was Brian Williams or somebody, he wouldn't feel at liberty to come out and express his opinion on immigration law, on gay marriage, on contraception. How do you see your role as differently from an ABC, NBC, whatever news anchor?
Well, first of all, I think people are very intelligent. I mean, we journalists, we do have ideas too and opinions. And but I went to all the American schools as any other anchor in this country. And whenever I'm delivering the news, I know that I should not and I do not give my opinion. But at the same time, I do have opinions. I've written 11 books and I have a weekly column distributed by the New York Times Syndicate. So people do understand that I have opinions. And on the other hand, you know, we have a problem within the Hispanic community. We are underrepresented politically. We are, I would say, about 17% of the population, but we only have two senators. We should have 17 senators at least. Instead of 22 members of Congress, we should have about 60. So something's going on with Univision, and for instance, it makes a lot of sense, this new collaboration between ABC News and Univision, because there's a political vacuum within the Hispanic community. Two senators cannot represent 50 or 60 million people. And sometimes television and sometimes journalists end up representing the rest of the population, of the Hispanic population.
We're almost out of time. That is very exciting. I had read about that joint venture between ABC News and Univision. What's your role in that project? Are there specific programs that you might host? I read that one of the ideas is to create a program called Jorge and George with you and George Stephanopoulos.
That would be a great idea. I will have a role in that new network, and hopefully George or Jorge Stephanopoulos. And Diana Sawyer also will have a role in this new new project. But it's still developing, and hopefully by next year you'll be able to watch it and judge it for yourself.
Jorge Ramos, anchor for Univision, host of the program Al Punto to the Point, 10 a.m. on Sundays. Oh, opposite this week with George Stephanopoulos.
What do you know? There you go.
Let's continue the dialogue. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Brian.
Bye. Brian Lehrer and WNYC. And coming up next, Andy Kohut, who you hear here a lot and see on PBS, the director of the Pew Surveys, talks about why it's getting harder to get anybody to respond to political polling at all and what that does to the accuracy of the polls. Stay with us.